Hello.
Hello, darling.
How are you?
I'm very well, sweetheart.
Ah.
Yes.
More roses?
Yes, I can't resist them.
They are very beautiful.
They are lovely scents. You know, I find that when the weather is cold, the scent in the roses is more concentrated.
So?
In the warm weather, you see that the perfume disappears.
The children are with me.
Oh, thank you.
We are all here.
Ah, very good.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
I have to speak louder.
Yes, very well.
At least I will try, you know.
Very well.
But it is almost impossible always to know.
No,
you know?
No.
You have to
tell
me if you don't hear.
Yes.
It's very difficult to judge it, you know?
Yes. And
Sibylla and Peter are both with me.
Yes. Very good. And
what were you saying? The weather is very good, huh?
Yes, extremely
good. You are very fortunate.
Yes, I am.
Because the weather has not been good.
In Sweden, it was very bad, I tell you.
The atmosphere is very poor.
But the day I landed, I found that the weather here much better than in Sweden.
Uh-huh.
But of course, they have bad weather even in England. Quite a lot of rain.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
The atmosphere is very changed.
And you haven't told me, but I think the winter will be a hard winter this year.
I don't know. Possibly.
Yeah.
I hope not.
I hope not. Because what is the shortage of oil and the shortage of heating? There will be a calamity with it.
People will have to wrap up.
Yes. Do you know that in Sweden, price of oil for heating villas and houses has increased not double, treble, but sixfold?
No.
Ah.
So six times.
So you can imagine what will happen to poor villa owners this winter if it is a hard winter.
They will have to use electricity.
Ah, that is still more heavy.
That is heavy too?
Yes. It is much more expensive. Electricity.
Must be a great worry.
It is.
And how times have changed.
And not only that, the more oil people use it, it means a nation's economy gets worse because they have to pay for the oil. And, of course...
How are you, Mr. Flint?
I think I'm a bit better. I'm not too good.
You are very poor in health?
He's going through it,
honey. He has a very bad chest and cold.
Yes.
Well, it is the weather, I suppose, in England.
You know, he tells me that he can't bear to wet his hair.
No?
He's so sensitive on the head that if he does, he gets cold feeling immediately.
It is very bad, huh?
Yeah. I think it is.
What about the vitamins that you tell him about? He takes all those and the carrot juice?
I have told him about
Because those are very good.
Vitamin C especially, I told him not to neglect. Because
that is vital.
That is the key vitamin in your whole system.
C vitamin.
Yeah, key vitamin.
The C vitamin.
C vitamin C, yes. We used to take it every day.
I know.
Do you remember?
I do.
How I used to put it on your tongue. I still remember. And I still take it myself, dear. Because I do know that it is one vitamin which is absent. I think people are beginning to learn more and more about it, you know.
I think, you know, if people live nearer to nature, it would be better.
Yes.
You know, nature's foods.
Yes.
Vegetables and things, you know. Yes. Pure things.
But as they know, even vegetables are so dear that people won't touch them.
Vegetables are so dear?
Yeah. In Sweden.
Really?
No. They're not cheap any longer. You know, take carrots. I saw carrots here selling beautiful carrots for sixpence a pound. You see?
Uh-huh.
In Sweden, it's double the price.
Very expensive, huh?
Very expensive.
Things have changed.
Everything has changed.
Everywhere the world is changing, yeah?
Yes.
People find it very difficult to manage.
Yes. And it's not getting better, you see. The prospects are still worse. All the farmers are going bankrupt and they don't know how to make ends meet.
No.
They have no money to feed their animals. And do you know that a few weeks ago there were auction sales for baby calves?
Uh-huh.
And do you know that they were sold for fivepence each?
Poor things.
Huh?
I think people should be vegetarians.
Yeah.
I don't like the idea of
you know, sometimes I
meat,
think,
you know?
Yes. I think this is all come about by God's purpose. There is a purpose in it.
Well, I think the world is getting overpopulated. More and more people need more and more food.
But they don't understand how to live. That's the tragedy of it.
No.
That is the tragedy. If they knew how to live naturally, it would be much better.
I think people are getting further away from nature.
That is
the pollution in the air and the sea, everywhere there is pollution.
That is tragedy.
I don't know, I'm so happy to be here.
Oh, nice.
I'm being selfish, huh?
Yeah.
Because I know that you have to put up with it.
Yes, I know. But I have one feeling that it will soon pass.
Well, everything passes.
Yes, nothing is.
I think to myself, perhaps a little longer now before you come, huh?
Yes, it will soon
a year pass. Or two.
Yes, it will soon pass.
And then you will be with me, and there will be no more anxieties, the worries.
No.
We will be together.
Then I'll come through to rescue from the other side.
Oh. I don't know, shall we?
If we
I don't know, I think we shall be so happy we won't want to come back.
No, but I can never forget him.
No?
No.
Well, I too am very grateful.
I'm so grateful.
But I think he has enough to worry about without us coming to worry him.
No, not to worry him. I should come to help him.
Well, that would be very nice.
I should come to help him with his problem. If he will receive me.
I'm sure he would.
Yeah. Because I can help him. Even now I feel sometimes, oh, I wish I was living next door and I could help him. But
he has got a shocking cold.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello, darling.
I am still here.
Yes, yes. Tell me, you never tell me about our dog, Jimmy. And does she follow you about?
Well, sometimes, of course, yes.
Because she can help you with power when you bring her.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I have a feeling like that.
So? She is with me sometimes. When you were in the park, we were with you.
Sit
on the bench, and we were there too.
Yes.
And the children.
Yeah.
We are often together, all of us, you know.
Very good.
Really, you know, you don't understand it, perhaps, but you are living in two worlds.
Yes, exactly. I feel that. And
often you are with us.
Yes. Especially
when you are asleep.
Yes.
When your body is asleep, you are away from it, and you are with us.
Yes, I
often,
know.
You know.
Yes. But I often say to myself, if I only could remember what I was doing last night. If I could only remember what I was doing.
I wish you could.
Yes.
But the only thing is, if you were to be too aware of everything, you would be very unhappy on earth.
Yes, that is so.
Because you would think, it would be so different.
But
because here it is marvelous.
Yeah, the door is completely shut. So
and you look so different when you are here.
Yeah.
You look all right, you know, on earth, but you look so much younger here.
Uh-huh.
Like, as if you were
Well, I don't know, 26, 27?
Yes.
Oh.
So
young. Oh, there's no old age here.
No.
But then you are never very old.
No.
I don't know how you do it. I think it is because of the vitamins.
Yes.
And because you live a good life.
And
you like exercise.
Yes, and live a quiet life.
Ah, that make a big difference.
Yes. Because I always say that you are what you eat, and you are...
I think there is some truth in it.
Hmm?
There is some truth in it.
Yeah. And you are how you live. Both mentally and physically, I mean. But majority of people have no time to think.
No.
You see? And even when they eat, they just gobble down mechanically.
Mm.
And they don't think what they're eating and whether it is good for them or bad for them. And this is trouble in the so-called civilized society.
The changes are many since I have come here. Gradually one sees many things changing, you know?
Yeah. But you know, I see so much illness in Sweden.
Illness?
Illness amongst old people.
Oh.
That hospitals are absolutely full. And they have no accommodation for people to come in. So people have to wait for weeks before they can come in.
Why don't they build more hospitals?
But it is a very great burden on the economy, you see, these hospitals. But you see, I often say to people, in Sweden we have all this health benefit, but the doctor should do something to prevent illness instead of trying to cure illness.
Of course.
You see? And I said, we have this TB, they could use the TV to tell people what to eat and what not to eat, and propaganda like that, which would help old people from diseases like rheumatism, migraine, and all those things. There are literally hundreds of thousands of people suffer from rheumatism. And look, have you cured me?
Pardon?
You didn't?
What did you say?
I said, look how you cured me. I had rheumatism in my limb.
Ah, oui.
Do you remember?
I do remember.
Yes. And then I started with these juices and celery. I never looked back. You see? Now I say that people should have this knowledge. And prevent it instead of going and choking the hospitals with their trouble.
I think if people were to live more naturally and to have natural foods,
yes,
would be much better.
Yes. And then there is so much drinking, you know.
Huh?
Do you know that only a few weeks back, the police collected 1,000 apparatus where people make spirit at home.
So?
You see, the spirit is so highly taxed in Sweden.
You mean whiskey?
Whiskey,
yes.
Whiskey, aquavit, and all those things. And it's taxed mercilessly, you see. So
people... Can they make their own?
Make their own in their home.
Where do they get all the things from?
Well, you know, the basis of all spirits is sugar.
Sugar?
Yes. And... then they start making this spirit at home and they drink it. And this raw spirit is so harmful to the body, to your eyes, to your hearing.
Really?
And then they go blind and then they go deaf and then they run to the doctors and this is what happens.
Well, I don't know.
But the trouble is that people are ignorant. And of course, apart from that, spiritual healing is a wonderful thing, which is unheard of in Sweden.
They don't have any healers.
Here in England, it is a commonplace.
I think people...
You see?
don't understand these things at home.
No, they don't understand. And the power of healing is within every human being if you only develop it.
You are a healer.
Yes, I know that, darling. And during my meditation hour, I healed myself.
I know.
You see? And I only got to hold my hand during the time. And I feel better for it. But I invoke the help of the higher power. But it is within everybody's means, darling, if only people could know and be conscious of it. But I have learned all this through you.
Well, yes. I think perhaps in some ways.
Yes, I have.
But sometimes I think you give me credit for doing too much.
No.
I do what I can do.
Yes, I
do. I help in everywhere I can, you know.
Yes, because some of the things I've never done before, and I have started doing as if somebody was using my hands.
I am happiest when I'm with you.
Yes, I know that.
And I know you are happiest when you are with me.
Yes, I know.
But you know, although you don't see me,
yeah,
I think you are very aware of my presence.
Yes,
and I sometimes hear you talk to me.
Yes.
You know, when you are in the evening choir, that is the best time.
You know, since I was here last, the promenade concert season started. And I don't miss a single promenade concert if I can help it.
No.
And I always feel you are by my side.
On the radio. Radio.
On the radio, yes.
Yeah, I know. Because,
Because there is a direct transmission from Albert Hall.
True.
And it comes through beautifully.
Good.
Yes. And I often say there's a piano concert. Our Sibylla would be enjoying it too.
And the children love music.
Yes.
Music is very much a part of our lives.
Absolutely.
We are able to mentally tune in over here and listen. I wish I could explain exactly what I mean.
Uh-huh.
But you know, there are vast places,
uh-huh,
I suppose you call them open air auditorium.
Yes.
Vast, you know.
Yes.
Where great composers compose, have composed new music and they are played, you know.
Yes.
I have heard great music by great masters and have met some of them.
You know, since I was here last, I read that book of unfinished symphonies by Rosemary Brown.
Uh-huh.
She's a musical medium, and she takes down the composition from the masters, all of them, like Beethoven and Liszt and Chopin, all of them. And she does that every day of her life, you see?
Uh-huh.
And she is not musical herself at all, but she is chosen by them as an instrument to carry on with their music. And you know, there is a record of her compositions. And you know, there was one symphony. It was called Schubert's Unfinished Symphony, and she has got the unfinished part completed.
Really?
Yes, through her mediumship.
She must be a very extraordinary woman.
She is, really. She has come through to Leslie.
Really?
Yes, she has come through to Leslie. And she has had this master's talking with her. She's a medium herself, mind you.
Uh-huh.
But,
I wish you were a medium. I think you are, to some extent, you know.
Yeah.
I am convinced you do.
But I'm a mental
receive,
medium.
You know, you get my thoughts, my messages.
I feel I'm a mental medium, but not a physical medium.
No. But what about the tapes?
The tapes, darling, I have tried, but I have not been successful.
You have given up trying.
No, I keep trying, but I can't. You see, I had a lot of trouble with the local radio interference on the tape. And I tried to sort cutting that out, I also cut you off.
You cut me out?
Yes, because if you're going to talk anything.
I know.
You understand?
I know.
So I have to keep thinking for more inspiration on how to think.
Well, no doubt. One day, perhaps.
Yes.
When you are least expecting it.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes, that's right. I thought I would try on the radio sometime. But, and you see, then again, if while I'm doing this film, if somebody is upstairs above me and they're walking and making noise, that upsets the whole thing. You see, it's not like living in a villa. And I have got people now above me who, if they are walking about, I can hear.
You hear the people above you?
Yeah. And you see, that is upsetting you.
But this is new?
Hmm?
Recently?
Recently, yes, darling. Because
are they new people?
I have lived with them before the flat was empty. For a long time.
Why was it empty so long?
Well, I think, you know, it was a big flat and the cost is so high. Do you know that now you can't get a flat anywhere in Yeddeboy, and if you have a new flat in a new building, the rents are atrocious, about 800 krona a month.
That is a lot of money.
Huh? I mean, before it was 250, 300.
Oh.
You see? For a two-room flat, huh, mind you. Now, you see, what has happened is in old houses, like I have, the key money or the insats value is 30, 40, 50,000 krona.
That is terrible.
To get in.
How different, changed.
Oh, yes.
People cannot manage it, surely.
Oh, but
where do they get all the money from?
Well,
the wages are much higher now.
Much
huh?
higher, much higher. I mean, an average miner in Sweden earns 4,000 or 5,000 krona a month.
Well,
huh?
I don't understand it, money anymore.
I mean,
why do we talk about money?
Yeah, but I tell you today, money is the biggest scourge in the world.
I do hope the medium will be better.
Yes, I think
it
so.
Is very difficult when he is not well.
No, I think he will get better.
When do you come again?
I come on Friday, darling. I don't know if I can come tomorrow.
Friday, perhaps he will be better by Friday.
Yes, I hope so.
Because when he is not well, I think it is a great strain, you know.
Yes, but I told him to go to bed.
You come on Friday, perhaps it'll be better then, huh?
Yes, darling.
I look forward for that.
Yes.
And I bring the children.
Yes.
I go.
Yes, darling.
Goodbye.
Goodbye,
please. My love to you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.